What a beautiful song. Hallelujah, what a Savior. You know, brethren, friends, and neighbors, we're part of the greatest thing that's ever happened in this world. Absolutely. We're part of it. Because Jesus told Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They're not. I will build my church. Friends, do you feel like that you are doing your share in being a part of this church? Or you just think about, someday I'm going to do better. Someday I'm going to change. You know, a little bit last night about great uncle of mine, Uncle Evie Moore. He said he got a call one time to come to a man's house. Want to talk to me. Uncle Evie was a preacher. He said, Evie, I'm an old man. And I'm dying. And I'm going to hell. What would you say tonight about your life? Would you say you're ready? Because you don't know when the time is going to come for you to be over in this world. Man, I know. Talking one day to his daughter, he was 54 years old. Talking to his daughter on the telephone. And all of a sudden, he hit the floor. Mama, mama, what happened to Daddy? Well, she roused him back up. He got back up. Didn't stand there long again. He's gone. Didn't know anything was wrong with the man. 54 years old. You know, that's a young man to me. Yeah. And life is over. Friends, you're not going to get another chance, another life to go through to get ready. This is your time. This is my time. And I've got to get in step. I can't fall off the boat. No, sir, really. I want to be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I want my name to be called. You want yours to be called. And you're going to hear those words, enter into the joys of thy Lord. Oh, boy. A reality. A reality. What is your mission? Just really and truly, what is your mission? Well, I know what I should do, preacher. But you know, sometimes I kind of fall back. I kind of fall away. No, don't do that. I tell you what, tonight you mothers here, if you say you got little ones, you got a mission. You know, back many years ago, me and Sue lived in Towson. And we had two kids and a baby boy. Baby Brent was a baby. Well, when she came home, Sue was sick. And I mean, she got sicker. So she went back in the hospital for about a week. She let this old boy here, because I was a young man then. I never knew housework and woman's work was like that. You know, I'm just amazed. You know, I didn't think she had a bad job. Boy, it just never ends. What's that old saying? Man works from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done. I can relate to that. A mission. But friends, we've got more than that for a mission in life, haven't we? You know, Jesus talks about in Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Jesus told Peter, boy, I will build my church. He didn't promise to build 100 or 50 or 20, even 2. He didn't promise that. I will build my church. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men. Okay, let's take your job. I don't know where you work, what you do. Does your light shine there? Are you somebody there that the people look to about religion? About what is right, what is wrong? About living and serving God? Let your light so shine. They may see your good works and glorify thy Father which is in heaven. And friends, we've got to remember that. I don't get any glory and you don't either. God gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. I am his servant. You are his servant. Hopefully we're all his servant. Hopefully you've been born again. And that you are ready. You are ready to meet the Lord. I tell you what, I can only imagine to see my Jesus. To see my Jesus, one that died for me, this wretched sinner that I am. He died for my sins. And friends, I guess I thank him every day. I hope I do. I try to. Praise God. You know, the Bible says, and the psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. You ever try to do that? Yeah, preacher, I do. I praise the Lord every day, all during the day. And when I say a grace at mealtime, I mean it. I'm not just talking. I mean it. I mean I'm thankful. You know, Brother Danny, he was able to go to foreign countries, and some of you, I know Dana's been over there, and others maybe, and here tonight, and go and see people that didn't have close to what we have. Not even close. Now, I remember Brother Harry Cobb talking one time about a man over there said we'd get to eat every third day. What? You mean every third meal? No, every third day you get a meal. Ooh, don't you know that meal was good? You'd be so hungry. Brother Holmes said one time, said, Brother Bass, you know the difference between a good meal and an ordinary meal? No, 1 hour. So that ordinary meal is good after 1 hour, being hungry. Can you imagine to be hungry? Every third day you get to eat. Brother Danny said one time, he shook hands with a man over there, said, it's like taking flesh and bone inside, that's all it was to it. Told Brother Danny, hadn't eaten 2 weeks. We've got so many blessings. Do you really bless God and thank God for it? He said, that's part of my mission, preacher. I'm working on the building. I'm working on serving my Lord faithfully until death. And the Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And I want that crown of life, don't you? Oh, yes, sir, me. I'm not joking. I'm not treading water. You ever remember reading over in Revelation chapter 3 what it says about the church at Laodicea? It says there in Revelation chapter 3, I know thy works. Okay. He knows your works and my works, okay? We don't fool the Lord. We don't fool him. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. You say, well, okay. You know, I want to be a pretty good old Joe, pretty good old boy, pretty good old girl. Look what he says. I would thou wert cold or hot. You know what I thought for years? That somebody's just kind of, you know, lukewarm, good person, You know, I go to church every now and then and do things that it's better than having a whole bunch of people around you that's a bunch of atheists. That's not what the Bible says. I would you were cold or hot. He said, then, because thou art lukewarm, I will spew thee out of my mouth. He'd rather you be cold or hot. If you're not with me, you're against me. If you're not gathering, you're scattering. And friends, we got to realize that God don't want our leftovers. He don't want those leftovers. He's not going to take your leftovers. Where is he in your life? On a scale of 1 to 10. Well, sometimes he's at 10, sometimes he's at 0. Isn't that sad? And here we are with all these blessings and all these things we have, and we forget God sometimes. What a father. I just love him. I love him. And I love him. His son, he sent down here and died for my sins. Friends, I wouldn't have nothing. And you wouldn't have nothing if you ain't got God. You got nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16. What do we profit if I could gain the whole world and lose my own soul? Friends, you know we talked last night about what he said over in Hebrews. Lay aside every weight and the sin. You know one of the weights people have is money. Trying to make more money. Trying to save more money. They almost find it impossible to give up that idea. Hard to do. Hard to do. The weight of wanting money. In Acts chapter 20, if you'll turn with me there. Paul's talking about himself there to the elders at Ephesus. And he says, let's start now at verse 22, if you're following along with me. And Paul says to them, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. You think that might stop your mission? That you're going to be going to another place and you don't know what's waiting for you there? You must say, wait a minute now. I don't want to go. Turn back. Say to the Holy Ghost, witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. You going to go, Paul? You going to go, Wilbur? But none of these things, he said, listen there, please, move me. You ever have something that moves you? He said, it don't move me, nor about these bonds and afflictions. Neither count I myself dear unto myself. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. Paul, I'm on a mission. I'm not worried about my body. I'm not worried about my tribulations and my problems. I want to finish my course with joy. I love that. With joy. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to close your life to know that you're not ready? And you don't have no joy. You're afraid. What did that noted infidel say that time? I'm about to take a leap in the dark. That's what he said. I'm about to take a leap in the dark. Another one said, oh Lord, why have I suffered so much? What have I done to cause this to be on me? So he called upon the Lord. It's at least the close of his life. The joy. Finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I want to finish my course. You know, friends, have you ever thought sometimes we're like a man or a woman sitting on a tailgate of a pickup truck? You ever done that? You don't know where you're going, you know where you've been. Okay? You don't know where you're going. You just know where you've been. Do you know where you're going? Do you know where you're going? And the Bible tells us we can be assured. We can be assured. You can. We sing it also, rest assured. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And friends, we know who we're serving. We know what we're doing with our life. We know what road we take every time. Because life has lots of crossroads. It has lots of exits. You know, friends, sometimes things happen in life that just blow, well, I don't know, blow my mind would be a right word, but it just startles me. I knew a man one time. He was about, I guess, 64, 65 years old. Married. Had a couple of children. Member of the church. Very friendly. Very friendly. Good personality. He was the president of the Chamber of Commerce in the town he lived in. He got belonged also to the Exchange and Kiwanis Club. But one day, someone he worked with and got more and more involved, you know. You know, God knows about those phone calls. He knows about those phone calls. He does. Got more and more involved, and so finally he left his wife. And those girls had moved to Georgia. He got into pizza business over here. Married to this second woman 26 years. But you know one morning what he did? He told his wife, I'm going to feed the dogs. Took a shotgun with him. Took his shotgun with him. That's right. In the backyard. He took his life. It's so sad even now. Think about him. I knew him well. Very likable person. But you know, friends, sometimes we just got to stop looking. Listen, what are we doing? What are you doing? You're getting off track? Yeah, you're getting off track, aren't you? And that road, when you get off track, it gets a little bit further, a little bit further. And you know what you begin to do? Make excuses for yourself. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. No, boy. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Now, y'all know, I lost Sue. Next month will be 4 years. Toughest thing I've been through in my life. Toughest thing losing out my son because we had each other then when we lost Brian to the car wreck. And when they told me and burned me up what she had, I knew that was bad. Cancer of the pancreas. I knew it was bad. But you know what I think now? More and more. I had her for over 63 years. She's a blessing for me. She's an encourager for me. Oh, yeah. A blessing. You probably got a wife like that, too. I'll tell you what, you tell her what a blessing she is. And you show it by the way you live and treat her. Friends, we got to continue on. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. Whatsoever you do in word or deed. What about my words? What about your words? The Bible talks about in James chapter 3 about our tongue. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. You ever say that to somebody? If you just hush, you'd be a joy to be around. You know? But I don't want to hear that complaining, gossiping. I want somebody to lift me up, don't you? I want somebody cheerful. What's that old song? Look on the sunny side. Be on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. Oh boy, what a wonderful blessing it is to be a part of the Lord's church. To be born again. To be ready. To be ready. And friends, that's we come. You know what this is? This is a death house. Isn't it? We come here to get ready to go for the other side, don't we? We do. Brother, I'm on that train that leads to glory. I am. And I'm just not sitting there. I'm doing something with my life. Because I've got a mission. I have. I've got a mission. And I'm working on my mission. Every day. Not just off and on. Not just lukewarm. Because he says it, whether we be cold or hot. Rather be cold. Cold. Huh. Can you imagine that, being cold to God, being cold to Jesus? That's kind of hard to wrap your mind around, ain't it? Man, I love my Lord. I love my Father. I love my Creator. I love the one that died for me. You better believe I do. And I tell you what, I'm going to be there someday. When the road is caught up yonder, I want to be there, so to speak, as we sing that song. We're supposed to be every day in Christ's army, working on the building, working for Him, being His vineyard, always working for Him. In Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading here. I'm sorry, Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading here at verse 4. Listen to this. This is beautiful. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Don't go around with your mule lip. I got a little 3-year-old granddaughter. Things don't go her way sometimes. No, she's my great-granddaughter. She's sticking a little bottom of that. I don't know where she learned that. It's kind of strange, you know, but so what? I'm sure I did it too. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Is that me doing that? I think it is. Sorry about that. Look what he says. Be careful for nothing. Do not worry. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, which is earnest pleading, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, look at what he says in verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Friends, he's saying here, the peace of God that I do not understand. It passes understanding. But you can have it. You can have the peace of God. Do you have that tonight in your life? When you lay on your bed at night, you think about that all is well. If I go tonight, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go tonight. You know what Paul, remember what he said? The time of my departure is at hand. And it's going to be a fight. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is, I-S is, laid up for me a crown of righteousness. But not to me only, to all those that, guess what he said now? That love his appearing. Now, if we all ask you right now, would you want me to come right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we'd come right now. Love his appearing. I want to see him. I want to see him. I want to see my loved ones that's gone on that I believe is ready to go. You know, I take great comfort. God's word and what Paul said in Thessalonians about those that die. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Friends, there's some people we go to that funeral. We know about their life, but we ain't got one ounce of hope for them. It ain't something you'd probably say to the family. But you know, some people go, and you got all kind of hope for them. You know? That's a good feeling. You saw not for others that have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Oh boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. For we say this unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them or perceive them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Friends, we've got to remember that. That's eternity. This life here, let me tell you, this life on earth compared to our complete existence is like that, so to speak. Just itty bit, this life on earth, compared to our eternal existence. Because like those songs says, I shall live on. And we're going to live on, brothers and sisters. We're marching to Zion. We have a mission. We're working. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And he was too. He had a mission. He had a mission. He came here, he fulfilled his mission. He suffered an agonizing, horrible, horrible, horrible death. It's kind of hard to believe that man could do that to somebody else. But they did. And I feel like they was probably proud of it. Thought he was gone. No, he wasn't gone. He wasn't gone. He died for my sins. He died for yours. We have got to, friends, be ready. And let me tell you this. I don't know about your life. But whatever it is that's wrong with your life, you give it up. It's like you're cutting the limb off a tree. Okay? You cut it off. You give it up. You quit. You don't dangle around with it. Because Satan, you know what? He'll get you. He'll keep working on you. Please let me tell you what. I've got lots of things in my life, people, that I want to help. I want to help you. I want to help you to go to heaven. Be ready. I've got my family. I've got six great-grandchildren. I get to see them regularly too. I do. We've got two kids left. Me and Sue had two kids left. That's right. We got grandchildren too. And like I said, sixth grades. So I want to be a light for them, as he says in Matthew 5. I want to let my light shine. Okay? I want to be an encourager to them and to you and whoever else. That's my thought this evening. I trust it's been encouraging to you. If you want to come tonight to be baptized, you know, remember the church, you can come tonight believing on Jesus Christ, confessing publicly your belief by saying, I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, like the eunuch did in Acts chapter 8. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he said. We bury you tonight in baptism. That's right. If you've done that before and you've gone away, or maybe you just want the church to pray for you. Maybe you want the church to pray you'd be a better mother, a better daddy, a better husband, a better wife, a better student, whatever. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you that God might help you and strengthen you and keep you and forgive you.